It's Audio Mo, 2021, day 17. I had this all planned out, what I was going to do today, but it's not quite worked out that way. That's why I'm calling it No American Sound. So as well as trying to sort out a practice amp, I bought a little pedal, really dirt cheap pedal actually, called an American Sound. And it basically recreates the sound of like a Fender valve amp that's being pushed. So you can make it sound a bit distorted. And it can plug straight into your door, your digital audio workstation. And it's supposed to be quite realistic. And for 30 quid, I thought, I'll give it a go. Because instead of hoofing my deluxe reverb out of this back room, the studio room, into the front room, and then constructing a sort of, how can I describe it? It's like a tent out of a washing stand, like a wooden washing stand, with a duvet over the top. And then I run a mic under that, and then run the cable back into the other room. And then I can kind of have the amp on during the day if I want to record like some proper valve amp guitar. But even then, that's going to annoy the hell out of the neighbours. So I thought this would be a really good thing to get. Brilliant. Until I tried to use my door last night, and I've made no changes to it whatsoever. And I think that software that just screwed up my PC from Blackstar has managed to do something to the drivers of my sound card, and I'm going to have to reload everything and reinstall everything, I think, because there was latency on my sound card as I tried to record. It's only like, you know, it's, you know, probably, what, 6 milliseconds. Oh, no, actually, no, it was 10 milliseconds, which might sound like nothing, bearing in mind that if you're a meter away, I think I'm right with this, if you're a meter away from a sound source, it actually takes 3.5 milliseconds for that sound to get to your ears. So it does seem like, you know, a tiny amount of time. But the only people who will know about this are musicians who've recorded, because it just means you can't record properly. You go to play, and then you play, and then the sound that you've just made with your fingers comes out this tiny delayed amount of time behind it. So, I'm going to have to sort that out over the weekend. But on the plus side, the company that originally said they weren't going to honour the price they'd given me the other day for another amp that I was looking at, after me taking to Twitter and having a little moan, they got in touch, and then I spoke to their manager yesterday at the Northampton store, and bless him, he matched the price. So that will arrive on Friday. There we go. It's been a mixed old week, guitar-wise, isn't it? But at least now I don't have to watch any more insufferable videos on YouTube of people supposedly showing me a guitar amp and what it can do, and just going twiddly diddly 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 wee. I resorted in the end. The best one that I found was a Russian site where they literally just went, here's a chord and let's play it over and over again. And then someone at the same time is changing all the knobs on the amp to show you what the different sounds are. Thank you. That's all I needed. Instead of you, I don't know, it's like they're making up for an inadequacy somewhere else, shall we say. Anyway, I'm going to go now. Bye!